Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Sky Gold Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Parth Patel from Orient Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Neha. On behalf of Orient Capital, I welcome you all to Sky Gold Limited Q2 FY25 and H1 FY25 earnings phone call. From the management side, we have Mr. Mangesh Chauhan, Managing Director and Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Jayesh Sanghvi from the finance team, and Ms. Nikita Jain, Company Secretary. I hope everyone had an opportunity to go through our investor deck and press release that we have uploaded on exchanges and the company's website. I would like to mention a short disclaimer before we begin the call. This call may contain some of the forward-looking statements, which are completely based upon our belief, opinion, and expectations as of today. These statements are not a guarantee of our future performance and involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. With this, now I hand over the call to Mr. Mangesh Chauhan. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Parth. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today as we discuss our Q2 FY25 quarterly performance. Q2 company recorded its highest-ever quarterly revenues and PAT, showing resilience and strength. Revenue for the quarter stood at 768.8 crores, registering a growth of 94% year-on-year. PAT stood at 36.7 crores, registering a remarkable growth of 405% year-on-year. The Indian jewelry market valued at approximately $90 billion. The growth outlook for the coming years is encouraging, with gold jewelry expected to expand by 12%-15% annually. Organized jewelers are increasingly adopting a franchise model expansion model, especially to capture the untapped potential in Tier 3, 4 cities. The franchise model involving FOFO model franchisee-owned, franchisee-operated, and FOFO model franchisee-owned, company-operated structures allow them to scale faster and open double the stores compared to the traditionally company-owned model, all while minimizing the debt exposure. Key factors such as stock market volatility, a strong wedding season, and economic stability are driving demands. The demand drivers within the jewelry categories are segmented further by occasions such as wedding, festive, and casual. Notably, the casual jewelry is witnessing faster growth due to its lightweight appeal and design variety, resonating well with the younger generation. Discussing our performance this quarter, we are delighted to report positive demand from the ongoing festival season, and the upcoming wedding season also shows promising strength. Additionally, I am excited to announce a significant milestone in our company's journey, as we have successfully raised 270 crores. This investment will be strategically allocated across broadening our product portfolio, with expanded offering in 18-karat gold and diamond jewelry to align with evolving customer preference. Increasingly, capital infusion into our subsidiaries, Star Mangalsutra Private Limited and Sparkling Chains Private Limited, which positions us to tap into increased TAM of 65%. To meet increasing demand, we are enhancing organization capacity by aligning skilled designers, artisans, and experts across sales and merchandising and design. On the global front foot, we are targeting key international markets, including the Middle East, UAE, Singapore, and Malaysia, to establish a strong performance presence. Additionally, we are actively pursuing acquisition opportunities to further strengthen our market position and accelerate growth. Our FY25 revenue guidance stands at 3,300 crores. It includes 2,700 crores from our core operations and additional 600 crores from our subsidiaries, which we acquired recently. For the current quarter, the contribution from subsidiaries was very limited, and Q3, you can expect inflows on a full quarter basis. This quarter, our monthly production volume averaged 345 kg, significantly from 250 kg per month last year, making a robust 38% year-on-year growth. Exports also made a healthy contribution, with sales increasing to 63.9 crore, accounting for 9% of our total quarterly sales. As mentioned earlier, we are continuously building and strengthening our core team. I am pleased to welcome Mr. Akash Talesara as our new President of Sales and Business Development, with over two decades of expertise in gems and jewelry sector. Akash brings a wealth of industry knowledge to our team, We are confident that his leadership will help us to achieve new milestones and unlock fresh opportunities. Akash will be instrumental in onboarding new clients domestically as well as internationally. Now I will discuss the Q2 FY25 financial performance. The consolidated revenue for the quarter stood at 768.8 crore versus 396 crore in Q2 25, thus registering a growth of 94.2% on year-on-year basis. The gross margin was 6.5%. EBITDA for the quarter was 38.3 crore compared to 15.3 crore, showing a growth of 154%. EBITDA margins for the quarter stood at 5% as compared to 3.9% in Q2 24, improved by 109 basis on year-on-year basis. PAT for the quarter stood at 36.7 crores as compared to 7.3 crores in Q2 24. PAT margins for the quarter stood at 4.8 crore as compared to 1.8% in Q2 24, hence improved by 294 basis on the year-on-year basis. Moving to the H1 25 financial performance, the consolidated revenues H1 25 stood at 1491 crores versus 771 crores in H1 24, thus registering a growth of 93% on year-on-year basis. The gross margin was 6.4%. EBITDA for H1 25 was 76 crores compared to 33 crores, showing a growth of 125%. EBITDA margin for H1 24 stood at 5.1% as compared to 4.4% for in H1 24, improving to 70 basis on year-on-year basis. PAT for H1 25 stood at 57.9 crores as compared to 17.9 crores in H1 24. PAT margins in H1 25 stood at 3.9% as compared to 2.3% in FY 24, hence improving by 156 basis on the year-on-year basis. We have achieved a strong first half, laying a solid foundation for continued growth in H2. We aim to achieve 7 to 8 points gross margin through optimized product mix and exports, while maintaining a long-term EBITDA margins of 5.5 to 5.5%. A key driver for PAT margin expansion will be reduced in the interest costs and the initial utilization of gold metal loans, which we have meaningfully impacted on our interest costs moving forward. I now open for the floor for the questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Palash Kavale from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Hope I'm audible.
Yes, sir.
So congratulations on recent fundraising, very good set of performance in the quarter.
Thank you so much.
So my first question is, what kind of run rate are you expecting from your acquired entities in upcoming quarters in terms of volumes?
So we are expecting a blended 1,000 crore revenue in next quarter from parent company 750 crore, what we are going by the run rate, and from the subsidiary 150 crore. So next two quarter we are expecting a blended of with subsidiary 1,000 crore.
Okay. And sir, how is the demand? Is there a pickup upcoming quarter, like Q3, is there a pickup on account of wedding season that is expected?
100% as all our client has given, the outlook is very good for the wedding season, as rates are also down by 5% of the gold rate by survey at 81,000, it has come to 76,000. So it is helping to boost the sales, and already I told in my interview also that East India is having 4.8 million billion weddings in this year, and 25% more weddings are happening in this quarter, which will generate 6 million revenue. So jewelry is contributing 25% of that, and 75% of garments and all other events and all. So this is a huge wedding ahead in January, February. So we are getting order in this quarter for the wedding, and December also wedding is going on. So there is a good demand as per the feedback for our client and retail corporates. They are very much positive on this, and growth is good.
Okay, sir. Thank you for that. And sir, what is your outlook for gold prices in next 1 year?
So already gold prices are spiked by 20-25%. So industry is hoping that it will go stable for next 2-3 quarters, I think, because already in 2 quarters it's a jump to 20%, 2-3 quarters. So industry is hoping that 2-3 quarters will go to stable and then again it will start rising.
Okay, okay. And sir, how many employees are there now in Sky Gold? Like, could you give the employee count by the end of FY24 and by the end of Q2?
So, by end of 24, we were at 550 employees. Now we are at 650 employees at Sky Gold, parent company, and subsidiary. We are at 150 to 180 employees, both the subsidiaries. So together we are at 800 employees. So 150 employees are decreased.
Okay. And sir, any plan to have more employees in this year?
So when required, we are keep on adding some, because as our turnovers are growing and volumes are growing, as orders are coming, we have added Carat Lane also and PN Gallery also. So as clients are also adding, as and when required, we will add. But now we are okay with 650 employees here.
And sir, was there a contribution from these two clients in the Q2 volume?
Yeah, Carat Lane contributed some part came in this quarter, December quarter, and some part came in that quarter. So it's a we are initially started with them with some products. So now we are supplying 1% or 1.5% of the revenue, but in these 2-3 quarters we'll grow with them.
And sir, these two clients, how much volume can they get? Can they add just a number if you could throw it?
So Carat Lane is about generate making charges bill. We do labor job on them. We don't want to invest our capital, and we don't want to invest for inventory and data for them, because they give their bullion raw material to produce. So it will add up to our gross margins very much. And PN Cargill is from our inventory. So I think PN Cargill can add up to 1500 crore sales to our sales, and Pitfin also can give us a 600 monthly volume of 50 kgs or something. So if we are at 350 kg, so we can add 50 kg volume by Carat Lane, I think in 2 quarters.
Okay, sir. Thank you for that. And sir, my last question is, what constitute of debt is GML now?
So we were at 10%. We were at last quarter at 10%. We have moved approximately to 20-22%. So this quarter we are trying hardly, because some banks have other policies. So I think by December quarter we will be at 50-60%. So already we have come to 20. Last quarter we were at 10%. Now we are running at 25% GML this quarter. So by December quarter 60-65% will be at GML. Yes.
And sir, this can go up to 85%, right?
At a peak? 80% is allowed, 80-85%. 10-15% we cannot go under. We can go.
Okay.
So major bankers are in proposal, so we are expecting by December 60-65% we'll use.
And sir, what is the cost of debt for the gold metal loan for us?
So it is ranging from 2.75% to 3%. Blended 3% with other cost and all.
So blended 3%. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Sir, that's it from my side. Thank you for the detailed answer and all the best
thank
for
you.
The upcoming edition. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavik Shah from Arian Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible? Hello.
Yeah.
Yes. One question from my line is on the working capital cycle. Can you explain about the inventory days that you have currently for the September quarter?
So we are at total working capital cycle is at about 75 days approximately.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, like if I look at the cash conversion cycle of March 24, it was roughly around 78 to 80 days, and currently it is 75 days, right?
Yeah.
All right. And one more question on the standalone Sky Gold. Do you expect to open any retail chain in the coming years?
No, right now we are focusing totally on B2B manufacturing. So we have already added two subsidiaries. So we are into 65% which is sold in the retail. So we have good scope in the clients are adding, new clients are adding. We are expecting to add new clients in this quarter also. So there is a huge scope here. So right now we are not in the mindset of retail.
All right. And some two questions on the subsidiary part. Can you please explain about the EBITDA margin that the subsidiaries are currently earning?
Your voice is breaking. Can you repeat about the subsidiary question?
Yeah. Can you explain on the EBITDA margin of the subsidiary company that you recently acquired? How much they are earning?
EBITDA is for the subsidiary was 4.5% is there. So in next quarter, December quarter total flow will come. This quarter it was about I think 50 days or something. It is added to the our company because we acquired in September 5th or 6th only. So now December quarter their revenue is also at profit as well. So they were at 4 and 4.5 EBITDA. So we are also expecting them to take into quarter 2 5.5% EBITDA because we have infused already the fundraise amount, some amount in both the subsidiary, and we have started launching some new verticals and new designings in that we can create margins.
All right. And if you can give some sales estimate for next 2-3 years on the subsidiary part, if you can.
Yeah, already we have given a blended of 3,300 crores this year, and in FY27 is 6,300 crores, so 1,300 crores from subsidiary and 5,000 from the parent company.
All right. And on the capacity front of the subsidiary, what is the current capacity utilization of the subsidiary company?
Subsidiary company is at about 33% utilization, both the subsidiary, 33%, yeah.
And you plan to ramp it up to 70-80% odd percent?
Yeah, 100%. That's why we have infused capital also in that, and we are ramping up because we have designers, production heads and all, just we have to add to the vertical where it is. The clients are already on board, same as Sky Gold. So whatever client is added in Sky Gold, they are adding in the subsidy also. So just we have to accelerate. So we are on that path only.
Okay, thanks. And last question on the Sky Gold standalone company. What is the current capacity utilization of Sky Gold standalone?
So we are at 44% right now, 44 or 45%. Yeah.
All right. 46%. Thank you, and all the best.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Raj Saraf from Finvestors. Please go ahead.
Sir, good morning, sir. I congratulate you on this very good sets of numbers, sir.
Thank you so much.
Sir, just wanted to, sir, how this wedding season is panning out.
So weddings, earlier question I answered the same only, that wedding season is very good in India. I think 25% more weddings are there, the highest of the history, as per our clients and corporates they are telling. So 25% more weddings are happening in India, and a very good season, and rates are also helping us because gold rates are down by 5%. So the atmosphere is good for buying, and in the retail footfall is very good for the inventories, for gifting in the wedding and for bride and grooms, and also it's very good orders we are receiving for the wedding season.
Okay, sir. So this year guidance, sir, you just, I think I missed that. 3,300 including subsidiaries. Am I correct, sir?
Yeah. 2,700 from the parent company and 3,300 from the both subsidiary.
Okay, sir. And sir, export is now 9%, sir. So how we are planning to this lease export volumes or export revenues? What are the plans, sir?
So we were at 1-2% last year. So now we are at 9-10%. So we'll be majorly in India only for 80-85%. We will take export to 15-20% or 17-18%, not more than that. So we are concentrating in Malaysia, Singapore, and Middle East company like UAE, Dubai, Qatar, because our jewelry design and our vertical suits for that Middle East and Asian countries, our products are not for Europe and US countries. So we have already appointed an international sales head, Akash Tardesha, who has joined us, who has a 20 years experience of the industry. So we have appointed him vice president for the sales. So he's joined 6 days from the 5th November. He's looking about exports and domestics also. So we are expecting the export to take to 15% right now.
So 15% by year, sir. When we are targeting, sir, by next year or this year or?
So I think this year we will be at 12-13% and next year we will be at 15%.
And what is the margin profile, sir, in exports, sir?
So exports gross margins are blendedly 6-6.5% or 7% also. We sell to them. So blended it comes to 6.5% approximately.
Gross margin 6.5%.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So thank you very much for answering my question, sir. We are going very nicely ahead, sir, and congratulations once again for posting this excellent numbers, sir. And sir, one thing I looked, sir, for this other income of, sir, very high, on higher side, sir. So can you please explain that, sir?
So we had some, 5 years back, we had some shares of HDFC Bank, TCS shares in, we have placed to the banks. Against that, we have taken the debt. So we have replaced them with the FD as a major listed company. Now we are not in the, we don't want to keep any shares in the balance sheet. So as advised by our advisor, so we sold out that share this quarter. So that's why other income came. So it's a one-time income. And next quarter also some shares are pending with SBI Bank. Other shares we have already sold. We are replaced by FD, collateral with the bank. So with SBI, we have 35 crore of shares something. This quarter, this will also be sold. So there will be no shares in our balance sheet. So that's why other income came.
It is like for exceptional gain, I can see.
SBF and TCS shares we bought 5 to 6 years back. So we sold all this thing. This was in the company only. So that's why the income came for them. Yes.
Okay. So going forward, so this is going to be there, sir. It is like a one-off, sir.
No. Till December quarter, we have some share. This will be uploaded in December quarter also. So going forward, this other income will be not there.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have lost the management line connection. Please stay connected while we reconnect them. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently holding. We have the management line back on the call. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mihika Joshi from Vimana Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Good morning.
Hi. Congrats on great set of numbers. So I just had one question on your volume guidance. So what is the overall volume guidance for FY25?
We are expecting, we are at 50 month average rate on going up to 375 kgs. So till FY27,
your voice is not clear.
Okay. So I will repeat once again. So we are at 350 kg per month. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. Now I can.
So we are at 350 kg per month in FY1, and we are 75 kg, 400 kg per month till end of the year. And by FY27, we are expecting to go to 750 kg per month.
Okay. So, and what for FY26, what is the guidance?
About, pardon, can you repeat? Yeah.
For what is the volume guidance for FY26?
So by FY26, it will be 550 kg to 600 kgs per month.
Okay. Okay. All right. Just have one question on gold metal loans. So given the potential risk of fluctuating gold prices, what is your strategy around gold metal loans, and how are you planning to mitigate the impact of price increases on repayments, or what is the strategy and how does it work?
Yeah, so already our inventory is totally hedged in the MCX, which is available in India to hedge. So we are, our inventory is already hedged, and we hedge every sale and purchase of our on a daily basis in the hedging platform of MCX. So whenever GML also GML comes, so our hedging part will be lowered, but we have to hedge after the sales. So now we have to hedge total inventory. GML is a part they give us on the approximate rate basis. So whenever we sell to the customer, we have to once again hedge. So we follow every hedging system now when it available in the CC also, and we will be in the GML also, we will hedge the everything. So we have a hedging policy, so we don't gain also when the gold rate goes up, and but we don't lose also when it goes down.
Okay, okay, got it. Okay, yeah, that's it from me. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Avinav Sharma from Tara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible? Hello.
Yeah, yes, sir. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir, and congratulations on the great results. I wanted to ask if you share numbers for the studded ratio.
Studded ratio? Okay, okay, okay. So, I think you can send your I don't have with me, and I will mail you short. So you can send the team your mail ID. And
okay, okay, thank you. And do you think the studded ratio is increasing? And
yeah, studded and 18 karat we are increasing, and we have infused the amount for 18 karat and studded only. So in this December quarter, so you will see that our studded and 18 karat is increasing.
Okay.
So little bit they have increased in the quarter, but I think I missed one page, so I will send you. Yeah, can you bring?
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. That's it from my side. All the best.
In through the call, I'll get in 5 minutes. I will announce in the morning.
Yes, please do it. Sure, get in touch with me. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Krishna from Capital Mind. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So my question is on the new client acquisition.
Yes, sir.
Client.
Yeah, pardon?
My question is on the new acquisition, client acquisition front.
Yeah.
Since now we had onboarded Karat Line, which is a subsidiary of Tanishq. Any progress we see on Tanishq front?
So we are on it. Already Akash Talesa, Vice President, also joined us. He will also help us to onboard it. And we are continuously showing them products and approaching them. So as and when required, we'll inform the exchange and shareholder also when we onboard them. But we are very much into it, and we are targeting them.
Thank you, sir. Also, any other...
So onboarding Karat Line will help us to... achieve the target faster, because the performance of Karat Line this week our product portfolio.
Right, sir. Right. So also, sir, any other major clients you are targeting in Middle East or Singapore, etc.?
So already we are working with Jwala Jewelry, who has 300 foundation stores, other corporates like Jawalukas Malabar Gold.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have lost the management line connection. Please stay connected while we reconnect them. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently holding. We have the management line back on the call.
Yes, sir.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
So my question was on any new clients acquisition in Middle East or Singapore areas.
So right now we have already we acquired in last March quarter only. So we are into it. So we are targeting who has 10 to 15 and 20. So who are mid and small corporate, and going to be large corporate in 2-3 years. So we are on it. So already we have hired one vice for that only. So I think we will be acquiring some new client in December quarter.
Got it. One last question. Can you please provide any guidance on the margin strength, both EBITDA and PAT? I can see the PAT you have mentioned around 3% as growth guidance, I mean as a guidance, margin guidance. Anything on the EBITDA side, please?
So gross margin we are expecting to be at 6.5% conservatively, and EBITDA margin 5 and 5.5%, between 5 to 5.5%.
This is FY 2027.
25, yeah.
FY27. Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side. All the very best. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Srinath Krishnan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Congrats on strong performance. My question is on working capital management. So, you know, in March quarter, you know, your complete total working capital was around 67 days. I'm talking of standalone. Now it has improved to 57 days. But, you know, it would have been better if receivables had not increased by 6-7 days. You would have gone down to nearly 50 days, close to 30% improvement in working capital. What really happened in receivables, sir? Because in the past you have mentioned about moving towards cash and carry, having a, you generally operated at 16-17 days, but now you have increased to 26 days. What did you know, what did happen in receivable, and can we get back to the old days of, you know, 16? Because now the inventory is close to 30 days inventory. It has been managed well despite a 40% increase in sales from March to this period. The inventory has remained stable, but receivable has spiked. So will receivable days also come down going forward?
So 100% this quarter, you can see the gold rates was very high in this quarter by 20% in two quarters. So we have to give some leverage to the customers because seasons were on and gold rates. We have given some leverage to the customer of 5-6 days or 7 days consideration of being a gold rate high and some that's why. But in coming quarters, we will be back to 7 days because as you can see, we have added CaratLane who is giving us their raw materials. So we are adding new clients of cash and carry much. Like PN Gargiles has 15 days. So we are adding a client which have a credit of 10-15 days and cash and carry. We are not adding new clients of 30 days or 40 days or 20 days. Old clients like Triangulus and all, we have 30 days and odd we have. So we are continuing them because they are our last clients. But blendedly, it will come down. In this quarter, you can see rates were very high. So we have given a leverage to the clients of 17 days because of the good percent. So there was a little break in the footballers and the customers were down for a period of 15 to 20 days. Then customers were to the normal in last month. So that's why we were at a higher receivable days. But in coming two quarters, you can see we are a little bit back to the role figures.
Okay. So, you know, but also your exports have a lower receivable days, right? Because with improving export mix, my understanding is right, the export receivables are also very less.
So exports are already very less, but we are at 9%. 91% is from the domestic. That's why our receivable days were a bit high because the domestic percentage is very high. So I think this December quarter rates are also down and now...
I know, sir. Over long term, since you guided that exports will become 20% of sales, directionally
higher... Yeah, it will also help us to down our receivable days because exports are cash and carry much business. And it's about 8 over 7 to 10 days. So as exports grows up, our receivable days will blendedly come down also.
Great, sir. And also, you know, you have mentioned in the past that with GML, you would be able to reduce your interest cost by half. I guess what you meant was interest cost was around 1% of sale. It will come down to 0.5% of sale. So, you know, with the funding, QIP funding that you have received, logically, it should come down further. So, you know, with 5-5.5% margin, your asset-light business, depreciation is very less. So, we should move towards 4% PAT margin over the 3 to 4 quarters. Is that a possibility?
So, we are first targeting to 3.5% by reducing our interest cost. We got a little bit later for GML because of the bank policies and all. But I think we will be at 50-60% of GML by December quarter and 80% by March quarter. We were targeting to be at 80% GML by December quarter only. And because of policy, so we are a little bit late. But I think we'll reduce the cost by 0.5%. So we will give a guidance of 3.5%. But going forward, in 26-27, we'll target 4%. 100% will go up to 4%.
Yeah, yeah.
But nearby...
So more long-term quarters,
Yeah, long-term we can we are targeting to go because we have we are adding the vertical. We have already added the vertical of studded jewelry, 18 karat rose gold, and many other. We are planning from FY24 to add some moissanite jewelry, which is running in the market, and we are exploring the lab grown also is going. Market is buzz is very there. Lab grown. So after March quarter, we are planning for lab grown also. So blendedly, this all will add up and bring up to 4% PAT. So in long term, FY26, we can go up to 4%.
Sure. So in the initial commentary of yours, you spoke about an important hire in the company. Apart from this, what are the future hires and where would you be strengthening your organizational structure, in which departments? And in a recent TV interview also, you spoke about building an app where the customers can order real time. If you could speak about that, that would be very helpful.
So coming back to the hiring, we have already last three quarters, we have hired a production head, a merchandising head is coming. Akash Sales already, we announced that he has joined as a vice president of sales and all. So back end, we have hired already two, three major hiring. And front end also, we have hired a major hiring of Akash Sales. Now we are targeting a CFO. We have already hired one CFO, but some of the reason he was not able to join because of his earlier companies. So now we are hiring of CFO. Soon we will be announcing of CFO, and we are targeting to take two members of the board. Already we have on the finalizing stage of one board member. We will announce in 30 days, I think, and second member December end. So our main target is to take one CFO and two board members, renowned board members who are from generally background or some good backgrounds and who have experience of 25-30 years and which can add up to our company's strategies in future. So this is about the hirings. Other question was, I forgot, about the app. So app, we have already started with the app, but it is on a trial basis. I think by December quarter, it will be live totally. So it will help the purchase manager of the stores, the sales heads and all can visualize each and every verticals and products, and they can online order. Nowadays, corporates are trying to order daily basis. As their 20-30 inventory, so they want to order from each and every store daily basis. Malabar is going on that. Nowadays, Kalyan also trying to come to that basis. They want to order daily basis. 365 days, they want to order us, and they want to take delivery of 365 days to from us after 20-25 days, whenever, what is our inventory time. So we have already made the app. Akash is also looking for the app to launch. So I will be launching in December, I think, the app. And that will help us to accelerate our sale, and customer will get a visualization of the product, which are the vertical, what are the weight range, what are the inventory budget for them. So that will help us to reach each and every stores which we are targeting.
Understood. Congratulations, sir. Thank you again.
Thank you so much, Srinath.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Palash Kavate from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead. Mr. Palash, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. Mr. Palash, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. As there is no response from the current participant, we'll move on to our next participant, which is from the line of Pravin Desai, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir, and congratulations for the results.
Thank you.
You have declared a bonus of 1S9, but till now you have not disclosed the record date, sir. What, is it there or not?
100% bonus is there, and as and when required, our CS team, secretarial team and all the team will announce what is the procedure. They will know properly, and they will announce as and when required the record date, and the shares will be coming to your demat account. 100% bonus is assured, and 100% you will receive the bonus shares.
But it will be on the proportion of 1S9, isn't it?
Yeah, you will get 9 shares for 1 share. So, but about the dates and all, this is not in my scope. So, the technical team and all will do the needful. And soon you will receive the record date and the shares also.
But can we sustain the such a high equity with this type of profit?
About the, what are you asking about? Can you get, pardon, sustain about that?
Can our company sustain the huge capital with a bonus as 1S9?
Yeah.
Tiny profit what we are making. Yeah, in future we are going very good. But will it sustain the capital? I think capital will be at near about 130 crore.
So already we are at the reserves of 400 crore with the subsidiary in the company.
Yeah.
So I think...
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Thank you, sir. So already we are at 500 crore reserve. I think it is a good decision and sustainable. So I'm not getting the questions properly, but you can send it the question also. We can reply on the mail.
No. My question is simple, sir. With this such a huge bonus, our equity will go from 13 crore to 130 crore like that, isn't it?
Sure. So we have done this because the retail investors can find it easily to enter the if they can invest in our shares because prices was very high. So sustainable, sir, no problem.
So far the profit is concerned. I'm mind to say the liquidity will be very good, but so far our profit is concerned, will it sustain the equity, what I mean to say, sir?
Yeah, 100% our profits are good. I think this quarter is also good and we have given the guidance of 25, 26, 27. So we are on it. We have added the clients, so profits are going to come. It's on path. So.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. And best of future.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Palash Kavale from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hope I'm audible this time. Hello?
Yeah.
Sir, what was the contribution from 18 karat gold jewelry segment?
It's grown up, but earlier also somebody asked me, but I get paid, I will send you a Palash mail.
Okay. Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Apologies for that. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prakash Shandilya, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Very good morning, sir. Thank you very much for giving me opportunity and congratulations for outstanding set of numbers. Most of questions have already been answered, sir. My question is regarding geographic expansion. What is the primary risk in entering new international market and how does the company plan to mitigate it, sir?
So, exports is mostly cash and carry business, so there is no risk. Exports policies are very good in this government. Here there was very difficulty in the exports and all. Documentations are very high. The last 5 to 10 years, exports is very easy to do. We can get export metal very daily and daily way out, 365 days we can get export metal. So customers like Jaya Lukas, Kalyan Jewelers, Malabar Gold, who are renowned and AAA rating, AA rating customers, we give credit of 7 to 10 days. But other than that, we do cash and carry business with them. So there is no risk. We don't take any risk or credit for the customers internationally.
My next question is, what is the company's plan to address the competition from organized or unorganized sectors, sir?
So, I think India also manufacturing business is shifting from unorganized to organized. We are the second number in the casting jewelry in India. We are largest manufacturer in Maharashtra with 80,000 square feet. So, we business is shifting to organized one. They want good quality with differentiate of design. We are making different verticals for the customer, particular customers like Caritlin. We came up with aesthetical design with especially monopoly design for them. So they rely on us because as a renowned company, they rely on us that this designing secrecy is that concept. Different for different customers that comes as different from other unorganized manufacturers. Unorganized manufacturers don't have such infrastructure, skilled architect, skilled designers, skilled workers, and of course about the technology we have, German, Italian technology we have that differentiate us from them.
Okay, sir. My last question is, recent profit growth, is there any plan to revise the dividend distribution policy, sir?
So we are not going for dividend 1 or 2 years. Whenever we are cash flow positive and 27. So right now we are 1 or 2 years, we are not thinking about them. We want to be return should be good and profits. So whenever we will be cash flow positive and debt free, we will distribute the dividend.
Right, sir. Sir, thank you very much for detailed answer, sir. And that's it from my side. Best of luck for future endeavor for whole Sky Gold family, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, we'll take this as the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you. Thank you everyone for joining us. I hope we have been able to answer all the queries. In case you have inquire any further details, you may please contact us on Oriental Capital, our investment relations partner. Thank you so much. Thank you for being a part of our Sky Gold journey. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Sky Gold Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.